Hello and welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. I'm Carl Nathie. You're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. And we're about to tip off the second game of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Of course, four opening round games today, the first of which featured Bowling Green, the champs of Region 4, and Owsley County, a first ever appearance in the Sweet 16, champs from Region 14. That one came down right to the final minute. Bowling Green wins it 46-44 to advance to Friday's quarterfinals. Coming up about 15 minutes from right now, it's going to be the Region 1 champions from McCracken County with a record of 29-5 going against Region 16 champion Russell. The Lady Devils come in 28-6 on the year. On the call today, we'll have the Morehead State University Hall of Famer Julie Muntz and KBA, Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer Chuck Meraz, the voice of the Morehead State University Eagles. He'll be on the play-by-play call. Again, we have a doubleheader this morning and afternoon, a doubleheader tonight, four more opening round games on Thursday. Then we have four quarterfinals on Friday, and then Saturday we come up with the morning and early afternoon semifinals in the championship game, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, here on many of these stations. So we're proud to have you with us here. We look forward to a great second game. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
The Community Cardinal Caravan rolls tomorrow afternoon. Clark County Public Schools will be providing transportation to Rupp Arena for all community members, families, students, and staff. Tickets will be purchased for this game by Clark County Public Schools for those who ride the bus. Buses will leave from the GRC parking lot at 4:30 p.m. Please arrive by 4:20 p.m. All children, non-GRC students, must be accompanied by an adult.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
We're back at the Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. I'm Chuck Meraz along with McCracken County head coach Scott Sibbles. His team just about to take on Russell, and I guess this is the first region against the 16th. You're going across the state to take on your opponent today.
Yes, sir. I mean, probably about a 7-hour drive from west to east, but we know we have a very good opponent in Russell from region number 16. They've had to go through Ashland Blazer and also Boyd County to get here. So they're very well coached. Have an incredible player in Steele. And we have our work cut out for us today.
Well, this is the third straight year you've been to the Sweet 16. That's an outstanding accomplishment all by itself. Last year you got to the championship game. I guess the goal this year is to climb that mountain and plant the flag, so to speak.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always a blessing and an honor to be here to play for your region and your community. And we had a great run last year to the state championship game and came up, you know, just a tad short against a very good Sacred Heart team who shot the ball very well that game. So we feel like we have a very good draw I think everybody in this, you know, on the Wednesday games feel okay because, you know, a lot of the powerhouses are in the bottom bracket. So in this tournament, the first game is always the most important one. And you can't look ahead. So we know that we got to, you know, come in ready to play today.
Well, you've got a heck of a player in Claire Johnson. Tell me about her.
Special kid. I've had her since she's been eighth grader. And just a great feel for the game, great basketball IQ, great toughness, can score in many ways on the floor, deceivingly very quick on the floor. Whenever you look at her and watch her play, she can really get to the rim, you know, very, very quickly. But she's been a really great leader for us this year, on and off the floor, and just a great kid to be around. Sanford got an incredible gym and a player from her, going to have a really good career at the next level. But she has been our go-to pretty much all year. And then Mickey Buchanan right after her has come in to average 15 a game for us as well. And she's someone that can also put up, you know, 20-plus points on any given night. So these two have really kind of, you know, carried our team pretty much all year. So, but Claire is an incredible student and athlete, and hopefully she can carry us to win today.
Scott, good luck.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. Thank you.
That's McCracken County Head Coach Scott Sivels. I'm Chuck Mraz. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back to the Girls Sweet 16. Russell taking on McCracken County. I'm Chuck Morales, joined by Russell head coach Mandy Lane. But Mandy, I know it's been since 2021 that the Red Devils have been here, so I'm sure you're glad to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited. We had a really difficult region to get out of, and super excited that we're getting to play today.
We're riding a 13-game winning streak, so you come in hot.
Yeah. I mean, we've been playing really well lately. We've got a few big wins over Ashland. We also beat Portsmouth, who is really good in Ohio, and we beat Boyd County a few times. So we've had some really good wins.
Well, tell us about your team this year.
Well, it starts with Shaylin Steele. She is a Penn State commit and a Miss Basketball candidate. She averages about 20 points a game. She has elite athleticism. She can also shoot the basketball. She's a great distributor. And then we have two other great guards in Bella Quinn and Kennedy Darnell. who are also great defenders and can score the basketball. And then we have two posts, and Courtney Fitzpatrick and Hannah Sanders, who do some really nice things for us. And coming off the bench, we have Gabby Oborn, who I would say is probably one of the best six women in the state.
What are your impressions of McCracken County?
They're super impressive. They also have a stud in Claire Johnson, Sanford commit. She can drive it. She can shoot it. She can shoot it from deep. And then they have the Buchanan kid. And just like us, they have a really nice supporting cast. And I feel like both of us guard really well.
So for your team, what will it come down to today?
We have to shut Johnson. We're not going to shut her down, but we have to limit her. We have to make it hard for her, also for Buchanan. And we also, with the other ones, we cannot give them open looks. And on our offense, we got to take care of the basketball, and we got to get good shots.
Any concerns about dealing with the big stage, the atmosphere today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's always a concern. Hoping like we can make it through the first quarter and hopefully settle down and play our game.
Mandy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Russell head coach Mandy Lane. I'm Chuck Mraz. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Chop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Time now to take a look at your Clark's Pump & Chop starting lineups. First of all, for 29-5, McCracken County under head coach Scott Sibbles, it will be three guards, a center, and a forward. The first guard, their best player, 5'10 senior Claire Johnson, averaging over 23 points a game. The second guard is 5'7 senior Jaden Skaggs. And the third guard is 5'6 eighth grader Ava Hughes. The forward is Mickey Buchanan, a 5'11 senior, and the center is Reagan Hill, a 5'10 sophomore. Russell comes in at 28-6, winners of the 16th region under head coach Mandy Lane. As we talk about this, McCracken won the first region.
Three guards and two forwards for Coach Lane. The first guard, their best player, Shaylin Steele, averaging over 21.6 rebounds a game. She's a 5'6 senior. The second guard is Bella Quinn, a 5'3 senior. And the third guard, Kennedy Darnell, a 5'7 sophomore. The two forwards, Hannah Sanders and Courtney Fitzpatrick. Sanders, a 5'10 senior. Fitzpatrick, also a 5'10 senior. And those are your starting lineups, courtesy of Clark's Pump and Shop. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Here's Julie.
So glad to be here, Chuck. For the Russell Red Devils, it's very important for the keys of the game. They must be able to handle the defensive pressure that McCracken County is going to put out on the floor tonight. Also, they have come out aggressive and execute on offense. For McCracken County, the Lady Mustangs, Coach Scott Sibbles, they must create turnovers, press on offense, I'm sorry, press on defense, and make sure that they have the trapping in the press and create chaos by utilizing different defensive schemes.
And those are our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we'll name them. Again, it's 16th region champion Russell up against 1st region champion McCracken County. Russell's first trip to the Big Dance since 2021 from McCracken County, third straight trip to the Sweet 16. Last year, they got to the title game where they fell to Sacred Heart by a score of 68-53. Earlier today in the first game of the early session, Bowling Green held off Owsley County 46-44. The winner of this contest between McCracken and Russell will play Friday at 11 a.m. against Bowling Green. Julie, this is going to be an interesting matchup. Two of the state's better players in this game, Claire Johnson and Russell's Shaylin Steele.
And not only that, Chuck, is you know, the intensity, the aggressiveness, the constant pressing, the trapping, all that's going to be displayed out there is just going to be phenomenal to watch here.
You think tempo should be a big key in this game?
Oh, absolutely. Then also being the first round game and also getting used to the collegiate floor might play a difference between both of them.
Well, you mentioned that, and many people may not realize that the college floor is 10 feet longer than the high school floor.
Oh, absolutely, and I think it will play a difference. But, you know, a lot of these girls at this time of the year are conditioned to be able to run up and down the floor. I know for the Lady Mustangs, like, they're used to the trapping, the pressing, the full court press, so they have to be conditioned to be able to handle all that.
Russell will be dressed in black uniforms with maroon numbers and letters and some gold and maroon trim. As for McCracken County, white uniforms with the darker red numbers and letters and some darker red trim along with some gray on the uniform. And we're on the floor, and it will be Russell traveling right to left on your radio dial. Of course, the reverse for McCracken County. Interesting game in the sense it matches up a team from far western Kentucky against a team from far eastern Kentucky, two teams that really don't get a chance to really even see or scout each other during the regular season.
Yes, and you know that both coaches are veterans, so you know that they are heavily scouted. So I would look for this to be a coaching duel as well because of their experience here at the state tournament.
Fitzpatrick in the center circle for Russell. Buchanan there for McCracken County. As we're set to go here at Rupp Arena, opening tap is on the floor and finally controlled by Russell. With it, Shaylin Steele at the left wing. Angle drive to the free throw line. Lost her dribble. Needs help to the far side to Quinn. Knocked away and stolen by Buchanan, who hits the deck and then gives it back to Hill. McCracken with an early steal. Now Hughes with it. Across the line to Johnson at the right hash. She'll cut left. Dribble rolls off her leg where she retrieves it. Now circles back to the logo. On Shaylin Steele at the right wing, coming left, top of the key. Bounce inside the lane. There's a steal for Russell. Shaylin Steele with it. Shaylin Steele on the penetration to the right corner. Off to Bella Quinn. Stepping left straight away. Steele for three. Bangs it off the rim. No. Long rebound kicks out. But taken away by Russell. Fitzpatrick at it. And now to Steele, who resets it out near that big UK emblem in the center of the Rupp Arena floor. Wait about a minute. No score. Right hash, Quinn. Quinn on Skaggs. Turns it back out to Kirkpatrick between the circles. Bounce high left to Steele. Looks like a 2-3 zone for McCracken. Down low, there's a shot that's blocked, put up by Fitzpatrick, and McCracken has it. I think that block will be credited to Hill. Now at the other end, here's Buchanan, the runner inside the lane and a miss. With the rebound, Russell. Steele. She'll come down central. Long feed ahead. Wide open baseline left to Sanders. A bounce toward the corner. Three ball put up and missed by Quinn. Rebound McCracken. It's a two-on-two break. Left to the lane. She'll go. That's Johnson with a scoop and a miss. Whistle foul. She'll get two free throws in this scoreless ball game. She has a chance to put McCracken up early in the contest.
That was an excellent job by Johnson, and she did a great job being able to draw the foul to get to the lane and kind of slow the tempo down just a bit.
Courtney Fitzpatrick with the foul. Johnson at the line with the first one up and in. It's 1-0 McCracken. Johnson at the line this year outstanding at 83%. She's line right for her second one. We played just over a minute and a half. Johnson with the next one. Right down the middle it goes. 2-0 McCracken, who puts on some full court pressure, 1-2-2 zone pressure. Steele backcourt now to the left hash, offensive end to Bella Quinn. Now she throws it off the back of Sanders, where it's picked away by Hughes. Hughes driving left of the lane, lost the dribble. And now with the steal is Bella Quinn for Russell. She'll work at top of the key, back behind her, Steele. Entry pass down low, Sanders with a layup off the glass and in.
Outstanding job by Steele being able to locate her teammate down low.
That was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. Johnson the other way, driving, lost the dribble, knocked away, got it back. Baseline left for Hill, who scores it off the glass.
Yeah, Reagan Hill just did an outstanding job being able to be open on the interior and being able to draw the foul to get to the line.
That foul will go on Shaylin Steele, which will give Hill a chance at the three-point play. She's 55% at the line. 4-2, McCracken leads. Free throw up and an air ball. It sails out of bounds.
I think perhaps, Chuck, these teams are just a little bit nervous. I mean, that's really unlike her.
Goal is 15 feet away. That was about 14 feet on the shot. Inbound coming from Darnell to Steele. Again, that 1-2-2 pressure. Steele across to Darnell at the right sideline. Gets to the offensive end. She'll drive the paint to the near side. It goes to Quinn and back out to Steele. She'll slow it down. McCracken up 4-2. 5:33 left to go in the quarter. High left, Quinn. Quinn surveys the defense. It looks like a 2-3 right now. Quinn coming out towards Sanders. She'll work the dribble and back to the near arc. And Quinn. Quinn angles in to the corner and Fitzpatrick along the wing to Steele. Steele puts it to the deck. Goes inside. Ball knocked away. A steal for Hill. Down the floor of Johnson. All the way down with a scoop and score.
Outstanding job by Johnson as she was able to beat her opponents down the floor for two.
Now at the other end, trying to answer with a free throw line jumper is Steele, and she does so.
Seems like both teams are settling into their offensive.
6-4 McCracken County. Now Russell with some backcourt pressure. They've got Johnson double team trapped. She gets it across the line to Hughes down the floor to Hill underneath, stolen away by Russell. Darnell got the steal and gave it to Shaylin Steele.
Yeah, excellent job by Shaylin Steele of just maintaining the tempo and just slowing down the tempo.
Left hash controlling Quinn. She'll float to her right. Up top, works it on Johnson. 2-3 zone McCracken. Right side, Steele for three. Bangs it off the side of the rim. No. Floor rebound. Fitzpatrick to Quinn driving in. Left corner open. Darnell for a triple. In and out. Right block rebound. Cleared away by Mikey Buchanan. She'll dribble it up, go toward the left side, and the offensive end to Johnson. Dancing there, straight away, Buchanan. Buchanan holds and looks, 6-4, McCracken leads here in the first quarter. Buchanan moves in free throw line. Left side to Hughes, hands it back behind her to Johnson. She'll circle out to her right. They take their time with 3:49 to go in the first. Elbow left coming out, Buchanan back to Johnson at the far wing. She'll drive to the baseline. The runner in a double team missed it off the glass off the rim. Got her own rebound. Tries to put it up. That missed off the glass. And this time the rebound to Quinn all the way down the floor. Sanders baseline left off the glass and in.
Amazing job by Sanders as she beat all of the opponents down the floor and was able to get the nice bunny shot.
Russell able to tie the game at 6.
Oh, wide
now
open.
Now down at the other end. Wide open for an easy 2 off the glass is Reagan Hill.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, they really do see the floor well.
That's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Sanders at the near wing has the ball taken out of her hands by Hill from McCracken. Ahead to Johnson. Back to Hughes. Hughes baseline right, scoops, misses off the side of the rim. Floor rebound left to the lane, Steele. Steele trying to get around a couple of McCracken players. Skaggs, one of them. Steele backs up, bounce to the right side. Off it goes to Darnell. Straight away, Steele for a three. Rolls out, no good. In the lane, the rebound. Cleared away, McCracken County. With it, Hill ahead to Johnson. Behind the back dribble. Knocked down right of the lane as she tried to whip off a pass to the far side to Hughes. And let's see who it belongs to. And it's going to be Kennedy Darnell. And that's the second foul on Russell. The first on Darnell takes us to a break. 2:36 to go in the first. 8-6 McCracken County over Russell here in the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
To 6, McCracken County leads Russell here with 2:36 to go in the first half of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. Take a trip to Moorhead. It's 321 miles from Paducah to Moorhead. The trip to Moorhead is just 61 miles for Russell High School fans. Shooting numbers, McCracken 3 of 7 from the field, Russell 3 of 9. When you talk about rebounding, it's 5-5 at this point. Turnovers even at 4. Baseline right, offensive end inbound for McCracken County. This will be Jaden Skaggs to put the ball in play for the Lady Mustangs. Skaggs looks inside the lane right away. We've got a foul. She got the ball into Johnson.
One thing I really like about Johnson is she's getting all the contact on the interior, but she still focuses on catching the basketball and being able to try to shoot the ball. So she's automatically thinking shot.
Quinn's first foul is Russell's fourth as Johnson knocked down by Quinn out near the top of the key, and a second quick foul for Bella Quinn, and a fifth on Russell.
Yeah, that's very crucial for Russell with Bella Quinn having two fouls.
Quinn averages 10 points a game and 2.5 rebounds. Looks like we've got a change for McCracken out there as Lazaria Bolin, a 5'6 freshman. Her nickname is Laser, averaging 3 points a game in there. They will place Johnson at the line to our right with her team in the bonus. Two shots here, first one up and in. Johnson deadly from the free throw line, 3 of 3 in this ball game, 5 points as we talked about, 83% free throw shooter.
Looks like Coach Mandy Lane's going to go ahead and make the substitution for Bella Quinn.
Gabby O'Born, a 5'4 sophomore, is in that lineup for Russell. Now coming in will be Courtney Fitzpatrick as she returns. O'Born came in during the last break. Johnson with another free throw, spins the ball in her palms, shoots it up and in. She's got 6 to lead all scores, and McCracken leads 10-6. Zone pressure by McCracken. Here comes Shaylin Seal, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. She cans it.
I'll tell you what, she has a really nice first quick step that really knows how to blow by the opponent.
That gets Russell within 2, McCracken 10, Russell 8. 2:17 to go in the quarter. Johnson toward the left hash, leaves it there for Bolin. Bolin back to Johnson at the hash. She'll turn right, come top of the key, high right to Buchanan. She'll angle in to the near side. The Skaggs and back out to Johnson. Johnson against the 2-3 zone, back to the near side. Skaggs. Baseline right, Buchanan turns, 18-footer, yes.
Super shot by Buchanan as she put it right in over the defender's hand.
Her first points, 12-8, McCracken with the lead. Steele on the move, 2-3 zone, fires the 16-footer, missed it. Rebound Hill, she gets tied up, and we have a foul call on the play. This is going to go against Russell's Shaylin Steele. I think that's her second.
Well, that's tough, Chuck. I mean, Coach Lane has to get her out and sit her on the bench, so you have your one and two guards that are on the bench.
And coming in for Russell will be Bethany Allen, a 5'10 junior who averages 2 points and 2.5 rebounds.
Might want to check that. I think it's number 24, Brooklyn Preston. Sorry, reading from the wrong one. It's my fault.
Okay. I was like, you
had trying to confuse you, Chuck.
You did. Free throws at the line to our right for Reagan Hill of McCracken County, who's, we talked about, 55% from the line. She dumps down the first one. Coming in for McCracken County is Ava Hughes. Hughes, a 5'6", eighth grader. Second free throw by Hill on the way. Nothing but net there. McCracken up 14-8, 1:41 to go in the third quarter. 2-2-1 zone pressure for McCracken. Coming up the other way, Darnell for Russell zigzags across the timeline toward the right hash to Sanders. Sanders back out to Darnell. She'll take it inside the right hash with 1:21 to go. Really checked hard by Ava Hughes into a double team. Ball worked all the way back out now, and Russell has to reset. Down the right wing is O'Born, Gabby O'Born. Right side, Darnell moves into the elbow. Down low she goes to Fitzpatrick, puts up the layup, missed the shot off the glass off the rim. She had help, though. She was fouled, so she'll get two free throws.
What I really like about Coach Sybils is that he's doing a really good job in the matchup zone, and Russell is having a hard time being able to try to penetrate that, but they did find the dump down to be able to get her to the line.
Fitzpatrick with the first free throw rolls off and no good. That foul, by the way, was on Buchanan. That's the first foul of the ball game on McCracken County. Second free throw up with the right hand, nothing but net there for Fitzpatrick. 14-9, Russell down by five, drops back inside the arc to our right to play a 2-3 zone. Johnson calling the play out front. Toward the left and Hughes. Back to the cross court to Johnson. She'll shoot the three. Got it.
That is one girl that you do not want to leave open. They have to make the adjustment to be able to put a hand in her face as always.
Claire Johnson now with 9 points. 37 seconds to go. Now a steal by McCracken at the other end. Johnson has it right wing. She'll angle in on the dribble. Left to the lane. Gets it down low, baseline left. Buchanan fakes, turns, fires off the glass off the rim. No, Johnson the rebound, spinning looking. Back behind her, Hill, free throw line jumper. No, high right Hughes, wide left Johnson. 18 to shoot. She'll go outside the arc to the far side. Try to swing it back front on the dribble where she's checked by O'Born. Johnson up top to the right side and Hughes. She'll turn left, leave it out front. Wide left on the skip. To Johnson, back out, fade away, three, in and out, no, as the horn sounds to end the first quarter of play. After one quarter here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, it's McCracken County 17, Russell 9. I'm Chuck Morales with Julie Muntz. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
And the second quarter starts with McCracken holding the ball and the lead of 17-9 over Russell here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Hughes bounced toward the left hash, knocked away from Jalen Skaggs. Russell the steal coming the other way. Pull-up jumper try at the top of the key by Darnell. Blocked from behind. Here comes McCracken Johnson down the far side. Trying to get to the baseline. Cut off there and back along the wing to Buchanan. Had a shot but didn't take it. She'll curl back out front. Now Johnson back behind her takes the ball and will reset from the logo. Johnson against the 2-3 Russell zone. Back behind her, left to right. Hughes for the handoff. Hughes looking. She'll wheel it down the right arc toward the corner to Johnson. Has to save it in. Threw it away. Still on the way by O'Born. She'll take it all the way down with a scoop and a miss. Fight for the rebound. Shaylin Steele, baseline left, has it. Fights up a layup that goes through. She found on the play. She'll get a free throw as well.
Shaylin Steele, just a workhorse for her team. Just doing a phenomenal job on the boards, rebounding, and being able to draw the and one.
Steele was six. That foul's on Buchanan, and Mickey Buchanan with her second. Both of McCracken's fouls as Steele cans the free throw. And right now, Russell back within five, trailing 17-12, retreats on defense into that 2-3 once again. Johnson down the right arc, cross court left side, Skaggs outside the left block. Buchanan, who retreats to the corner, spinning and dribbling, looking up top to Hughes, catches left side to Skaggs in the corner, Buchanan. So try to work it around that 2-3 zone, finding an opening. Buchanan, free throw line, right side, kick out to Johnson at the elbow, Buchanan, baseline right, Hill. Buchanan, near side, wide open from three-point land, in and out, baseline left, cleaning up and scoring it. I believe that was Hill. Hughes, excuse me.
Yes, Hill just did an outstanding job being able to find the defensive position and have a nice offensive board.
19-12, McCracken County. Shaylin Steele works left of the emblem against the 2-3 McCracken zone. Russell with the basketball. She'll take it left of the paint. Skip it to the corner, Quinn. Quinn angles in. Got to the paint to the far side, Darnell. Catch, shoot, three ball, no. Low rebound toward the left corner that goes out of bounds. Last touch by Shaylin Steele, so it's McCracken County basketball as McCracken will make a change, sending in Megan Swinford, a 5'8 senior, averaging less than a point a game. McCracken by seven has the ball. Johnson from Swinford. Brings it down central across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Works out front against the 2-3 toward the right side to Skaggs. Baseline Swinford about 15 feet out. And she gets tangled up with Steele. Jump ball called. Possession light to Russell. Good job defensively.
Absolutely. Russell's defense seemed like they have turned it up a notch, and they're being able to get their hands on the ball for the Steele.
Again, zone pressure by McCracken County. Now they're going to peel back as Steele crosses the line into a double team. Gets away. Bangs with Hughes between the circles. No whistle there. High left she comes. Turns to his right. Skips it to the right side. Quinn with a three ball. Curls out of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Russell. But it's Darnell at the free throw line with a jumper. Actually, it was McCracken with the rebound and stolen right back by Russell's Kennedy Darnell, who hit the jumper. And now it's 19-14, her first bucket. Russell down by five. Defense. Free throw line. Hill. Down low, finds Skaggs with a layup. Off the glass, it'll rattle and go.
That is a great offensive scheme there, being able to attack the 2-3 zone, being able to pick the gaps, and being able to attack the rim.
21-14, McCracken County with the lead, 5:09 to play in the second quarter. The Southland Dairy Farmers know the best way to energize your game is with chocolate milk. For more information, visit southlanddairyfarmers.com. That layup by Skaggs gets Russell back within seven.
Yes, also noted, Chuck, that McCracken County is also dominating the boards with 12 rebounds to Russell's 6. So Russell has to do a better job blocking out and secure that rebound to be able to score off of him.
McCracken shooting about 47% to 35% for Russell. These two teams are good defensive clubs. Near sideline, Russell inbounds, Darnell to Quinn. Quinn down central across the line, works into our left. Right sideline, Darnell back out to Quinn. Quinn moves in near side against the zone to O'Born, bouncing out front. She'll leave it for Quinn, high right, down the far sideline. Darnell looked for the shot and didn't take it. Out to Quinn. Quinn holds, wide left, steal. Catch, shoot, three, air ball. Trying to save it in was Sanders and couldn't do it. 21-14, McCracken County with the lead in the ball. 4:44 to go until the break. Second quarter action with Johnson controlling, unopposed across the timeline, peeling back inside the arc to defend, and a 2-3 is Russell. Right wing, Skaggs. To Buchanan, to Johnson, far side Hughes, cross court, back to Skaggs. Skaggs out to Johnson, to Hughes toward the left corner, to Hill, inside the lane, Swinford. To the right side, Skaggs and out to Johnson. Kraken looking for that opening. Hughes left side, baseline to Hill. She'll take it down the baseline, look for the layup, blocked away, out of bounds. Darnell got a piece of it. McCracken will retain the possession.
McCracken is also doing a very good job being able to find the gaps and rotating the ball and being patient to find the best shot.
Skaggs with the inbound, down low, layup, put up and in.
Reagan Hill.
Reagan Hill with now 8 points in the ball game. 23-14, McCracken moving in is Quinn. She'll wheel it back out front to her right. She'll dance to the right of the logo. Bounce right sideline, Darnell back out to Quinn. Back to Darnell at the wing. She'll catch and fire a three, air ball. It sails out of bounds toward the left baseline.
Oh.
Steele with a great effort to try to save it in. Woo. Knocked it to the near sideline where O'Born tried to dive into the scorer's desk and save it and couldn't do it, so it's McCracken basketball.
Hey, but great gutsy move by number 11, O'Born.
Out front working the dribble, Johnson against the 2-3 to Hughes. Hughes bounce free throw line, Hill. Back behind her, Johnson. Johnson retreats a bit, now comes forward into a double team right side at the arc. Skaggs, baseline, Hill inside the lane, Swinford, a bounce at the block to the baseline, right side. There's Hill turning left, firing from 10 and missing. Floor rebound taken down near side of the lane by Steele. She'll do it herself all the way down the floor to the left corner. Quinn open from 3-point land, in and out, no. In the paint, the rebound, Johnson knocked away, got it back, though they have a possible 3-on-1. Down low, Skaggs for the easy 2 off the glass.
Awesome job by the McCracken County Lady Mustangs, but they are able to convert on the 2.
25-14, McCracken in control by 11. Russell needs points this trip with 2:49 to go in the second. Darnell at the right arc, moves in, backs out, starts in again to the far side. Open, O'Born for a 3, clears the iron on the air ball, taken down at the left baseline by Skaggs. Johnson with it. Unopposed across the timeline, 2-3 zone, Russell. Right side, Skaggs, cross court to Johnson. It skips to her, couldn't get the shot away because of that. She'll circle back out front to her right. To the near side, Skaggs. Skaggs, a bounce, picks it up, looking for help, skips it out to Hughes. Hughes, driving right, goes down the wing to Skaggs, out to Hughes, far side, Johnson. Cross court, near side, Skaggs, open, fakes, angles in, bounces the ball off his foot, and she travels. Let's go down to Carl.
All right, thanks very much, Chuck. This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. I'm joined by Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Healthcare Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager. First of all, Megan, thanks for joining us. What services do you provide at the UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shops?
We offer a variety of services. We sell prescription eyeglasses with a wide range of frames. We sell prescription and non-prescription sunglasses. We sell contact lenses that we will actually ship to your house free of charge. We also offer minor repairs and adjustments of frames. And then we also partner with the Lions Club, and we take donated glasses.
What about the locations for the optical shops?
We have 3 different locations, 2 of which are here in Lexington. We have one at our Shriners location on the 5th floor, and then we have one at our Turfland location, and then we have one in Manchester, Kentucky. All are open 8 to 5.
8 to 5. What makes UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shops unique?
It's almost like a one-stop shop. You can come and get your eye care needs, get your exam done, and then come see us and get any eyewear you need. We also sell over-the-counter meds, so you can pretty much get anything with us.
This is big in today's world. Are outside prescriptions accepted?
Yes, absolutely. As long as it's valid, we will take it.
Very good. Okay, our guest has been Megan Chestnut, licensed optician and UK Advanced Eye Care Optical Shop Manager in the Sideline Report, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. Here's a man who doesn't need to refuel, at least not yet, Chuck Meraz. Chuck?
And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Russell with the ball, steal. Left corner, Quinn, wide open from three-point land. That curls out of the iron, no. Left block rebound, Hill from McCracken to Johnson. 25-14, McCracken leads with 1:50 to go in the first half. Left wing, Hughes at the arc. Free throw line, Hill. Baseline left to Swinford. She'll dribble the baseline. Trapped there, near side Skaggs, straight away to Johnson. Johnson toward the far side, and Hughes. She'll come back out front with a dribble. Far side Johnson, stepping to her right, angles in, near side Skaggs on the cross court. To Hughes in the lane, to Hill. To Hughes. Skaggs from three-point land, missed it. Johnson, offensive rebound, a fake, a layup, a miss. She's fouled, she'll get two free throws.
Yeah, what a hustle play by Johnson as she saw the shot going up and she rotated around her defender and she was able to get the offensive rebound to draw the foul.
Bethany Allen with her first foul. Johnson line right to shoot two. First one on the way, bangs off the rim, no good. Her first missed after four makes. She's got 9 points. In for Russell will be... looks like Fitzpatrick, and in for McCracken County will be Lazaria Bolin. 5'6 freshman. Johnson with another free throw. Eyes it, shoots it, misses it. Rebound slapped to the near side of the lane where Shaylin Steele tracks it down. Steele weaving through traffic, moves in free throw line, bounce down low to Fitzpatrick to the far side. Duo Bourne and high right to Steele. Steele backs it up. Driving on Hughes, cross court, near side, Darnell can't angle in. Kicks it back to the sideline, Quinn. Quinn dancing back up the sideline. Angles in, left elbow to the near corner. Darnell, she'll dribble out and leave for Steele with 56 seconds to go until halftime. Steele toward the right hash on the dribble on Hughes. They're extending that 2-3 zone. Steele looking for the opening, has the ball knocked away, a whistle foul. This is going to go on Lazaria Bolin, her first. Only the third of the half on McCracken County.
Yeah, that's definitely a freshman mistake there. She's laser fast, so she just needs to move her feet and get in position, and that's not something that they want to do is stop the clock and give them the ball back.
Darnell inbounds up the sideline. Quinn, she'll circle right, come back to the logo. 2-3 zone, McCracken, left wing, Steele. Steele holds, plays it down with the right hand, comes top of the key. Inside the lane, Darnell to the far side to Quinn. Quinn looking. Right corner. Darnell angles in. Straight away, Steele open from 23. Three-pointer wouldn't go. Rebound slap. Darnell has it. Hands it back to the corner. O'Bourne. They'll reset as she comes back out front to her right. Now bounces the ball off her foot. Right to left behind her. Quinn takes the pass. Quinn driving the paint. The runner blocked away inside by Hill to the far side. With it. I think that was O'Bourne who got it out to Steele. 4 seconds to go. Steele left to the lane. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Triple team left corner. Quinn for three. In and out. And that's how the half ends. So we're done with the first half of action. 25-14. McCracken leads Russell. And let's go down to our own Carl Nathy. And we're here with head coach Scott Sibbles of the McCracken County Lady Mustangs, the Region 1 champs. What about the first half, coach?
Oh, love the intensity. Came out very strong. We got still contained there for a half, but she's darn good, man. She got to keep her doing it again in the second half. But Mickey McCain had 2 fouls. We had some kids come off the bench, gave us some very, very good tough minutes.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Coach Scott Sibbles. For McCracken County, giving his assessment of the first half. His team leads 25-14 over Russell here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, and you're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
The Community Cardinal Caravan rolls tomorrow afternoon. Clark County Public Schools will be providing transportation to Rupp Arena for all community members, families, students, and staff. Tickets will be purchased for this game by Clark County Public Schools for those who ride the bus. Buses will leave from the GRC parking lot at 4:30 p.m. Please arrive by 4:20 p.m. All children, non-GRC students, must be accompanied by an adult.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
And the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pumpin' Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. One of the pleasures that yours truly, Carl Athey, has in doing these broadcasts each year at the Girls and Boys Sweet 16 is seeing some old friends and people that are in the sports media, and one who's been interviewed by us on several occasions, Jason Frakes, veteran sports writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal. He's here to cover the Girls Sweet 16. And first of all, tell us online, CourierJournal.com, right?
CourierJournal.com, yes, sir.
All right. And Jason Frakes, so first of all, your impressions of the Girls Sweet 16 early on. I know you haven't really had your teams in it yet, but whatever.
Yeah, you know, Bowling Green had a nice comeback in the first game. Started off, couldn't throw it in the ocean the first half. Got going a little bit in the second half and pulled away. You know, this is kind of the same story, really. You know, you look at Russell having trouble shooting here and down 11. These teams probably a little more evenly matched than that, although, you know, McCracken County has some nice talent back from last year's runner-up team. So we'll see if Russell can kind of pull the same trick Bowling Green pulled in that first game.
Sacred Heart of Louisville right in your backyard, or your front yard, I might say, and Sacred Heart going for, what, number four in a row, aren't they?
Yeah, unprecedented. No one's ever done that, boys or girls. So, yes, going for four in a row.
What about your other duties in terms, besides the high school sports that you've covered for years, you've also taken on in these last few years the horse racing field, and you got a big one coming up, the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Derby this year.
Yeah, it's huge. We've already started, you know, we've been planning this, you know, back at last fall, some of the stuff we'll be doing. You know, I've written some stuff for a book we're putting out and all kinds of anniversary coverage. And, yeah, after next week, after the boys' Sweet 16 ends, that next Monday I'll jump into preview coverage. I'll be getting on a plane sometime that week to cover either the Arkansas Derby or the Florida Derby. And then the next week we have the Bluegrass here at Keeneland. And then it's you know, three or four weeks of gearing up for the Derby. So exciting, busy times, but I enjoy it.
All right. Jason Frakes of the Louisville Courier-Journal and CourierJournal.com, Courier-Journal.com is our guest. We will continue on our halftime, which is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Our score at halftime, McCracken County 25, Russell 14. And if you're just joining us, Bowling Green, the winner,
in the opening game. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Welcome back in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center, downtown Lexington. McCracken County 25, Russell 14. Second game of four on this opening day of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Our guest here at halftime, Jason Frakes of the Louisville Courier-Journal. And Jason, one thing that is kind of neat and yet is can be almost heartbreaking is the random draw of this. In other words, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, I believe is the tip-off time, it'll be Sacred Heart, defending champion, against George Rogers Clark, which is a perennial strong team that is just knocking on the door every year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. The people who care about that, it's almost like a generational split in my mind. I think it's us old-timers who are used to the Sweet 16 format and grew up with this and are used to it. I think we're kind of like, okay, it's fine. And then I think there's a younger generation that's like, why can't we seed this? Like, everything else in the world is seeded. So I understand that. I see both sides of it. I think the random draw is one of the unique things about the Sweet 16, kind of one of the things that makes it special. I understand the flip side of it as well. When you get two of the two, you know, best teams in the tournament, one's going to get knocked out in the first round. My answer to that always is, how are you going to seed it? Because then you bring in other biases, whether it's computer rankings or a human panel and things like that. So that's never going to be perfect either. So as long as you're going to have an imperfect way of seeding it, why not just let it be random, I guess, is my answer to it.
At least one thing that I think is a wonderful thing about this tournament is the fact that we have all schools, no matter the size. We had Owsley County in the first game from Boonville. They have something like 187 yep. kids in their whole school. You have other schools here that have 1,500, 2,000 kids, but they're all trying to win the state title.
Yeah, and I love it, and I know there are people who are, you know, against that as well. I would like to see Kentucky go to a class system. I just say, look what happened to Indiana when they did it. They still have a great tournament, but I don't think it's quite as special as it used to be, the one class system. There are always going to be inequities. If you go to classes, there's going to be inequities in the classes. So I think I have a hard time. We talk about traditionalists. That's one thing that I'll die on that hill. And I love the one class system for this tournament.
Well, Jason Frakes, wonderful to see you again. Good luck as a busy man covering the girls' Sweet 16 this week, the boys next week. Kentucky Derby, very special edition of 150 years. That's a lot to take in, but and that has been consecutive. It never missed.
Never missed.
All right. Let's go back now and take a look at the halftime score. McCracken County 25, Russell 14. Our thanks to Jason Frakes. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. You're listening to live coverage of the 2024 Mickey Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half with the Region 16 champion head coach of the Russell Lady Devils, Mandy Lane. And Mandy, that first half a little tough for you. What'd you tell him at halftime?
We just got to stay positive. We got in foul trouble early, had to kind of go to a zone. So hopefully maybe we can make it through this first little bit of a quarter and play defense like we're accustomed to.
I know offensively you've got to pick it up a little bit too. I mean, you guys can score the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. We missed quite a few shots, tightened up a little bit. We've told them we got to stay positive, and they're not dropping. We got to get to the rim.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
And the score at halftime. It is McCracken County 25, Russell 14, and let's go back now for the second half action. Take it away, Chuck and Julie.
Thank you very much, Carl. And before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project. I need that advice. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Just happy to be here in some cases. Julie, as we look at the second half, the one thing that really stuck out for me, Russell took 13 three-point shots. And this is a team from the field, when you talk about three-pointers, 34.5%, pretty nice number there. But they missed all 13 of their threes.
Yeah, and that's one thing that they're going to have to do is not settle just for the outside shots, being able to work it and develop an inside-out game. So just being able to also rotate the defense, because Coach Scott Silvas is doing an excellent job throwing different defensive schemes to be able to knock, so to speak, Russell off their offensive
Rhythm.
Rhythm, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at the lineups. It looks like it's Buchanan, Johnson, Hughes, Hill, and Skaggs for Russell, and or rather for McCracken. For Russell, it's the same five they opened with: Steele, Quinn, Darnell, Sanders, and Fitzpatrick. McCracken opens with the ball. Far side, Johnson will put the ball in play. good player. She's going to Samford to play her college basketball next year. Into Hughes and back to Johnson. Again, Russell led 2-3 zone. High left, Hughes. Tosses it back to Johnson, right at the logo. High left to Hughes, free throw line, back to the goal, Buchanan. She'll take it to the elbow to Hughes, pass tip, but Johnson has it. High right, baseline left. There's Reagan Hill with a layup and a miss. Got her own rebound, lost the ball as she goes down, and it goes out of bounds. And we'll take it the other way, 94 feet, as Russell will get it.
McCracken County is doing a phenomenal job being able to hit that low post, but they just got to be able to attack better.
Well, Steele down low finds a wide open player, and that was Courtney Fitzpatrick with an easy layup to open the half for the Red Devils, who needed a spark. They're down 25-16. Hughes out front, bounces it across to Johnson. She bounces the ball off her leg and then goes across the timeline with it for an over and back call. So McCracken with the turnover. And that will be number 11 against the Lady Mustangs. Steele working in right out front against the 2-3 zone. Fitzpatrick came out to try to set a screen. Steele didn't use it. Far side to Darnell, a couple of bounces. Back out to Steele. She'll take it left of the lane. Jump and shoot from 14, side of the rim, no. Paint rebound to Hill. Threw it out, but stolen by Quinn. Quinn at the left side. Driving baseline. The runner from five. Blocked by Hill. Hill double-teamed. Got the ball back to the baseline, and Buchanan on the hop. Here comes Buchanan all the way down the floor by herself. She rolls a pass toward the corner, and she falls down to Johnson. She'll drive the lane, put up the shot, off the window and in, count it. She's fouled. And that Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. That was a tough shot in traffic by Claire Johnson, who has 11 points. And trying to pick up the foul, the first of the half on Russell as Johnson makes the free throw. And I believe that will be going on, not Darnell, but Steele. Now the ball knocked out of bounds down at the other end. They called a jump. Did we get a foul, too? Yeah, we did. Foul. McCracken's Jaden Skaggs gets a foul, her first. In the act of shooting, Shaylin Steele will get a couple of free throws. Knocks down the first one, her eighth point of the afternoon. Her second one up gives her ninth. 28-18. McCracken by 10 has the ball. Full court pressure by McCracken all the way down the floor. McCracken has Hill save it in, but she saves it right in to Sanders. Russell will come the other way, left to right. Quinn driving the lane, bounce toward the right corner. Steele open, has to track it down and save it. Double team, wide left, open Sanders from three-point land, off the iron, off the glass. No, Buchanan had the rebound, knocked away by Fitzpatrick, but gets it back right at the baseline. Johnson comes back to help. She'll bring it up the floor. Weaves around a couple of Red Devils. She'll take it all the way down with a drive, a scoop, and a miss. Fitzpatrick, a rebound for Russell. To Darnell. She'll come top of the key, free throw line. Left of the lane, back out behind her, wide left, it's Steele. Again, that 2-3 McCracken zone. Steele holding out front, standing dribble, starts in to the right. Near side, Quinn, bounce toward the corner to Sanders. Sanders can't get to the baseline as she's cut off by Buchanan. Now she throws it over Quinn's head into the Russell backcourt, and the ball will roll out of bounds at the baseline to our left.
Coach Scott Silvas is trying to get his team to go get the ball and try to score off of it. They just watched it gently roll out of bounds.
Each team with one team foul in the second half, third quarter. As baseline left, Skaggs will inbound for McCracken. Inside the lane, Buchanan, left of the lane, puts it up for five, off the glass, off the rim. No, Hill, though, cleans it up and scores.
Yeah, their rebounding prowess is just doing outstanding.
10 points for Hill. Quickly, Steele the other way. Cross court left side. Quinn, a catch and shoot three. She's wide open but misses. Rebound tap. Johnson to herself. She's got two players down the floor streaking to the goal. Skaggs with a layup and counter. And a timeout taken by Russell.
Yeah, that was a good timeout by Coach Mandy Lane. She's got to regroup her team and just get them back on track.
5:08 to go on the third here at the Mickey Beef Turkey Girls Sweet 16. McCracken County 32, Russell 18. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. Well, it's nice to win an award. My greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now, you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. We're at the Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Julie Muntz. McCracken County with a lead of 14 at 32-18 over Russell with 5:08 to go in the third. Bella Quinn, baseline left to go the distance, will inbound for Russell. Drops it into Steele on the bounce, who taps it right back to Quinn. Quinn down the middle, picked up at the midcourt line by Hughes. So drive the right wing, bounce it to Steele, turns left, far side. Ball knocked away from O'Born, who's just come in, and now McCracken, another steal. It was Hill who got it, and it was Buchanan now with a basketball. Buchanan across the timeline. Right to left, back behind her. Johnson, who stumbles, but still got the ball left to the logo to Hughes. Hughes bounced to the left side. Buchanan comes out and gets it at the arc. Flips it out straight away to Skaggs. Right side, Hughes. Hughes with 4:30 left to go in the third quarter is fouled on the far side by Steele. And Steele with three.
Yeah, it just looks like that was a frustration foul. She's really upset with that. And, you know, with this, that was not a good senior mistake there.
Russell's second foul as inbounding at the right hash Skaggs into the backcourt. Johnson, who comes across the midcourt line. High right, back out for it. Buchanan left to right behind her. Johnson, she'll try to angle in. Got to the lane, but the ball is knocked away. She goes down. Ball taken away by Russell. Now it's thrown down the floor by Darnell. It's knocked away again, and now we've got another foul on the play. And this is on Bella Quinn, and that's her third. There are two top guards with three fouls apiece. That's also the third Russell foul.
Yeah, then again, that's another frustration foul. So they just got to do a better job being able to step in the lanes and not being able, just being able to control the body.
Right hash backcourt, Hughes on the inbound to Johnson. Johnson across the line. High right to Buchanan, knocked away, stolen by Darnell. Darnell to Quinn. She'll weave to her right, go to the right corner. Wide open. Three ball put up and missed by O'Born. Now down the floor, streaks Johnson for the layup. Bottom of the glass, no. Steele comes away with it. She'll take it back the other way. Right block to the goal, feeds up the wild shot, clears everything. Darnell has it toward the left side, and Quinn, she'll angle in. Euro step with a scoop and a miss. Buchanan the board from McCracken. Buchanan needs help as she's being checked by Steele. Johnson up the right sideline, comes to the backcourt, takes it. She'll drive the lane. Oh, she's knocked down. No call. She lost her footing. Scott Sibbles wanted the foul, but no call there. O'Born came up with it and got it to Steele for Russell. Left to right across the midcourt stripe. Far side it goes. Russell working the basketball. Quinn out to Darnell. High left. She'll retreat to the timeline. Gets away from a trap and comes forward toward the top of the key. Right to left behind her for the bounce feed is Steele. Steele, left elbow, jump, shoot, side of the rim, miss. Floor rebound, left corner. Quinn, cross court, right side. Darnell steps left. She'll shoot a three and bang it down. That's their first triple of the day.
Yeah, that couldn't come early and soon enough. I believe they are 1-for-17 on the three-point strike.
Darnell with five, and Scott Sibbles, the McCracken head coach, wants a timeout, 32-21. McCracken County leads Russell with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. Julie knows them all. Ask her.
That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers.
Yeah, drink that milk.
Drink that milk and get all 13.
Does the body good.
That's right. And that's 13 as in a lucky number 13. Right now it's 32-21. Russell trying to climb back in this ball game against McCracken County with 2:49 to go in the third quarter, and McCracken owns the basketball. Far hash backcourt inbound for Mickey Buchanan and the Lady Mustangs.
Yeah, I really love the physicality of Mickey Buchanan. She just does a lot of great stuff for her team.
Speaking of that, as the inbound came, a Russell player knocked down. Johnson baseline left wide open. Hill swish from 10 out. She's got 12 points.
Yeah, that was an excellent mid-range jumper.
34-21, McCracken. Steele left to the lane. Jump shoots off the glass off the rim.
Charge.
Whistle and a charge against Steele. And guess what? That's Shaylin Steele's fourth personal foul. And that's also the fourth foul on Russell in the quarter. And we have a timeout on the hardwood. 34-21. McCracken County leads Russell. 2:35 to go in the third. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Time now for our BSN Heart of the Game Award, and I've got to give it to both the McCracken County High School Lady Mustang cheerleaders, and let's have co-champs the Russell High School Lady Devils cheerleaders. They practice, they work hard, just like these student athletes on the basketball team. Keep the spirit of the fans involved, and we salute them with the BSN Sports Heart of the Game. Back to you. Heart of his broadcast, Carl Nathy. Baseline, inbound. McCracken against full court pressure, looking. Buchanan down the right sideline to Stack. Back to Buchanan. Checked by Quinn, who's out there with three fouls. Buchanan wheels away from her to the offensive end. Near side to Hughes. Back to the near hash. Johnson, who swings it back to the logo to her right. Johnson plays it down with 2:19 to go in the third. Toward the near sideline, Hughes. She'll wheel it back out. Skips it high right to Hill. Down low, Buchanan. Baseline up for the layup.
What phenomenal team chemistry, being able to find the backdoor cut.
Mickey Buchanan, 4 points. 36-21, McCracken County with a 15-point lead. Russell needs to fight back. O'Born flips it back out to Sanders. High right, Quinn dancing against the 2-3. High left, it goes to Sanders toward the left side. Trying to drive is O'Born, and she's knocked down as she tries to get to the lane. And this will be a foul against McCracken County's Jaden Skaggs. This will be her second, team second for McCracken.
Yeah, Jaylen Skaggs, obviously a reach-in foul. She just needs to do a better job moving her feet to be able to deflect the pass.
Steele inbounds, far side Skaggs. She'll bounce it out front, right to left between the circles. For the basketball, Quinn against the 2-3 zone. Quinn dancing left, far corner Fitzpatrick, a bounce. She'll skip it out through the legs of Darnell, who grabbed it and goes to the left hash. Quinn at the arc. Straight away, Darnell with 1:24 to go in the third. He comes to the near side, O'Born, cross court left side, Quinn. Far corner, Sanders, as they work the ball around the perimeter looking for that opening. Quinn has a screen from Fitzpatrick out front to the right side. Darnell, she'll angle in, jump and shoot from 10. Off the glass, no rebound, though. Sanders left to the lane. Back to the sideline to Quinn, knocked away by Johnson, out of bounds, midcourt, far sideline. With 1:04 to go in the third.
Yeah, that was a nice heads-up play by Johnson as she was able to get her hands on the ball and make a deflection.
Bowling in. Skaggs out for McCracken County. Russell retains possession. Sanders on the inbound. Got it to Quinn. She'll come right off the screen from Fitzpatrick. High right. Wide left to Darnell. Darnell back to Quinn as they play catch out front now. Retreating Quinn to her left. Back out to the emblem. Moves in right side to O'Born at the arc. 43 seconds to go in the quarter to Darnell straight away. Darnell moving left to the far side. Quinn. Quinn standing dribble. Needs help. Cross court. High right. Darnell on the catch. Toward the right corner and Sanders. 28 seconds to go. Back to the right hash. Skips it back out to O'Born. On Boland, moves in, lost the ball off her knee, got it back somehow. Goes down low, and the pass is picked off by Johnson, but a whistle and a foul. Is this on Johnson?
Not sure.
This is going to go on Courtney Fitzpatrick of Russell.
Yeah,
that's number five on Russell, so we'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's one thing about Johnson is she is so shifty both on offense and defense. She just really has great court awareness.
Fitzpatrick's second foul. Johnson with 12 points a game. Two free throws here. First one up and in. Now Shaylin Steele back in for Fitzpatrick for Russell. 16-point McCracken County lead with 26.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Claire Johnson with the second free throw. Pops it with the right hand, and it will roll and go. She now has 14 points, which is about 10 below her average. 38-21, McCracken County in control. 20 seconds to go until the fourth quarter. Steele out near the timeline to the right of the emblem, works on Hughes. He stretches out that zone. Steele with 11 seconds to go. Still dancing left, comes right. Right elbow, stop, look. Baseline left, goes to Darnell, who fires from short range and missed it. Rebound Buchanan to Johnson at midcourt. Knocked down, no call there as she got tangled up with O'Born. And nothing doing, so the quarter will end. We'll head to the fourth quarter here in the Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. McCracken County 38, Russell 21. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes. As easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send and receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Fourth quarter about to start here at Rupp Arena in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 first round game. McCracken County 38, Russell 21 for the Red Devils. Good news, they get the ball to start the quarter as Sanders inbounds to Steele. She'll come to the right elbow, turn, jump, shoot, miss. Air ball sails out of bounds. Shaylin Steele's had a tough day.
And so has the Red Devil, the Lady Devils, because they're shooting right now. It's just not where Coach Lane wants it to be with 8 of 37.
Full court Russell pressure as Cannon breaks it with a dribble across the line to the right hash. Free throw line, Hill. Bounce left to the lane. Johnson with a left-hand scoop. She'll score.
Yeah, they're notorious for hitting that backdoor cut. They just really dissect the defense.
16 for Johnson. We talked about Steele, only 3 of 12 from the field. Good shooter normally. Darnell, high right to Steele against the 2-3. She'll try to penetrate, go to Quinn in the corner. Cross-court left side. On the catch, Darnell moves in. 10-footer, side of the rim, no left block rebound. It's Hill from McCracken County to Johnson. Johnson calling the play with the left hand, dribbling with the right as she comes across the time stripe. Left arc off to Hughes. Hughes circles out front, bounce high right to Hill. They can take their time. Johnson weaving for it, comes out front. Straight away, Buchanan. Near side to Skagg. She bobbles it with Quinn all over and now gets tied up. And it's a timeout from McCracken County to save the possession.
Yeah, that was a great heads-up play by Coach Scott Sipples by calling the timeout to be able to save the possession.
McCracken will have 3 timeouts left. This Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes official Barry Barnes. Barnes contributed to high school basketball, softball, and volleyball as official as the signing secretary. He worked Sweet 16 tourneys and was the 1994-95 Outstanding Basketball Official of the Year. Roberts Insurance congratulates Barry Barnes.
We got a famous
Barnes,
one.
A member of the Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Left hash inbound, Skaggs and McCracken County in the offensive end. Just outside the line, skipped off to Johnson. Johnson to Buchanan, who comes back to help. At the logo, jump pass high left to Johnson. 6:47 to play. Johnson drives the angle, left block. Hill on the catch, the shot from there, missed it. Rebound though to Buchanan, left corner of the Skaggs. Now a pass out, stolen by O'Born of Russell. Possible 3-on-2. O'Born on the penetration into the lane as the ball knocked away from behind. It rolls out of bounds at the baseline. And they'll give it back to Russell. Sanders will put the ball in. Sanders holding, looking. Out to the left hash. Steele. He'll move in, and she knocks over Hughes of McCracken County, and that is number 5 for Shaylin Steele, and she ought to be done. Nope, that's Quinn with the foul, excuse me. That's her 4th. And that saves Steele there. Both out there now with 4 fouls. Buchanan inbounds to Johnson coming around and over. Johnson jump feed, right sideline. Buchanan still backcourt, comes across the timeline on O'Born. Driving all the way down, the runner off the glass and through with a right hand.
Nikki Buchanan just finds the lane and muscles it in.
6 points for Buchanan, 42-21, McCracken in control. Now a steal at the other end by Hill for the Lady Mustangs, and McCracken gets the possession back. Johnson, right wing drive, takes it high left to Hughes, wide open from three-point land. Flank off the rim, no free throw line rebound, tapped around, going to the floor. Buchanan has it, trying to get away from a tie-up, and timeout for McCracken County, which will leave the Lady Mustangs with 2. 5:54 left to go. Let's go down to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pumpin' Shop. Clark's Pumpin' Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Mandy Lane huddling with her team now. The Russell Lady Devils, really a tough day, as Chuck and Julie have mentioned, for Shaylin Steele. Normally a 21-plus points per game score, and got her 4th foul within that 3rd quarter. And as they are doubled up right now, 42-21, they're trying to come up with some miracle. Meantime, interestingly enough, between the 3rd and 4th quarter, in the huddle with McCracken County coach Scott Sibbles and his staff, telling their team, hey, there's 8 minutes. We have to be the stronger team. Let's finish this thing off correctly. And every rebound is ours. So really no let up from McCracken County. And they're in pretty good shape, 42-21, as we head to the final 5:54 of this one. Back to you, Chuck.
Southland Dairy Farmers remind you that chocolate milk is the original sports drink. After a hard workout, refuel fast with 13 essential nutrients and critical electrolytes so you can recover quicker and finish stronger. To learn more, visit southlanddairyfarmers.com. Right now, looking to recover, Russell down by 21 with only 5:54 left to play. It's 42-21 McCracken.
Also, to reiterate what Carl said, McCracken County is also beating them in the rebounding margin, 32 to 15.
Claire Johnson baseline right in the offensive end for McCracken County with the inbound. Loops it into the lane. Mikey Buchanan tips it up and in from three out. Buchanan went over a Russell player. She's got 8 points. It's 44-21 McCracken. Near side, Darnell drives the angle free throw line. High left, open. Three ball put up and hit by Steele.
Yes, what a great shot by Shaylin Steele with the second three-point shot of the night.
12 points for her in this contest. 44-24, though Russell down. Need a lot more of that with 5:26 to play. McCracken offensive end just inside the line. Hughes toward the left hash on Darnell. Down the sideline, bounce to Johnson. Coming from the free throw line, back for Buchanan. Drives, blocked from behind by O'Born. Steele with it for Russell. Steele the other way. Left corner, O'Born. She'll drive in. Outside to Bella Quinn for a three, high right. In and out, no. Baseline left, rebound, put back, no. Whistle foul against McCracken County. Sanders had the shot. Drew the foul. She'll get two free throws. That foul will go on Skaggs. Jaden Skaggs with her third. And for McCracken County, just the first of the fourth quarter. We'll muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit DairyAlliance.com. First free throw by Darnell is in. Kennedy Darnell with 6 points. Second free throw, launching and connecting. Russell pressuring down 44-26. Hughes backside, drops it back to Buchanan. She almost didn't see it. Now she's double-team trapped. Out to the midcourt line, skips it to Hughes down the left sideline toward the corner. To Hill and back to Hughes. She'll dribble it back out, work it off to the logo, and Johnson. Johnson runs to the right hash with the basketball. Turns left, comes free throw line. Down to the block she goes, puts up a shot, bottom of the glass, missed it. But she's fouled, she's knocked down. She'll get two free throws. And this foul will go on Russell's Hannah Sanders. That will be her second of the quarter on the Red Devils.
Clara Johnson is so good, being able to shift the ball left to right, left to right. And she just does so many great things for her team, just being able to be a good team leader.
First free throw, kicks in and out, no good. Johnson with her second one. Squats down, looks, launching with two hands and connects. 17 for her, and it's 45-26 McCracken. Left of the lane, Sanders toward the corner. O'Born were a three, top of the glass, no. Offensive rebound, put back, yes. Or Bella Quinn, she'll be at the free throw line after being fouled for a possible three-point play. That foul goes on Buchanan, her third. And for McCracken, the second of the quarter.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That was Steele, actually, yes. With a bucket. One wears two, the other three. As Steele with the basket, now with a free throw, gets that to go.
Buchanan got caught sleeping there, and great job by Steele as she was able to get the rebound and put it in.
45-29, full court, Russell pressure. Down the floor goes to Skaggs, bounces it back to Hughes. Near side to Johnson, she'll drive the angle to the lane, turns one-hander from five, off the iron, off the glass, whistle foul. And this foul will belong to Kennedy Darnell. Number two on her. Number three on Russell. Two-shot foul situation for Claire Johnson of McCracken County. First one on the way. It rattles in and out and back in again. She now has 18 points for the game. Really done her work at the free throw line. 10 of 13. Change now as Fitzpatrick comes in for Russell for Sanders. With 4:14 to go, Russell chasing down by 17. Johnson with the next free throw, tosses it up and through. 47-29 McCracken County, 4:10 to go. Steele straight away works on Johnson with the dribble. Keeps the dribble, turns right, comes to the near side of the lane. Pitches it toward the left side. With the basketball, Darnell to the hole, off the glass and in.
Awesome shot by Darnell.
9 points for her. Johnson hustles offensive end. McCracken goes in, circles back out to her right, to the hash and out to the line. Being checked by Steele, who at midcourt will get a reach-in foul. Boy, that's close. Steele with
her
fifth foul. Steele will leave the game with 15 points. Fine senior from Russell, one of the best players in the state.
And Penn State is getting a good one with Shaylin Steele. You know, as that chapter closes here in her high school career, you know, she has another chapter about to begin here at Penn State and just does just great things for her team.
Being replaced by Gabby O'Born, the 5'4 sophomore. Johnson back to the free throw line again. And boy, she's shot a ton of free throws, 13 of them, made 10. She's got 19 points, 7 rebounds. Kraken also getting 12 points, 11 rebounds from Reagan Hill.
Looks like Johnson, did take an elbow to the lip, so she's got some blood on her lip. So they're taking a minute. I think they're going to probably replace her.
And Skaggs will come in for Johnson. She'll be the inbounder. Fourth foul on Russell, by the way. Next one will send McCracken to the line. Inbound Buchanan, left wing offensive end. She'll circle right between the circles, go to the right hash. Double team toward the near side. Open Skaggs, but won't shoot. Rips it back out to Buchanan. They'll work the clock up 47-31. Buchanan takes a hand check. High left to Hughes. Hughes knocked down. And I think that's O'Born with the foul.
Yeah, she just really frustrated and had the frustration foul.
First on O'Born. Fifth on Russell. And now it will be Hughes at the line for McCracken County. Ava Hughes. The 2 points in the game, a free throw up and in, gets her three.
Looks like Clara.
Free throw.
I'm sorry, looks like Clara Johnson is ready to return. Had the trainer look at her for a while, got her set and ready to go.
Ava Hughes, the 5'6" eighth grader, line left for a second freebie. Looks up, tosses it, left it short off the rim, floor rebound, baseline right to Sanders. And Russell. Down the floor comes Quinn at the left wing. Comes to the paint, high right, Darnell, catch and shoot, three air ball. Wide left and out of bounds at Sale.
That is really, really tough. I mean, Russell is really struggling, 11 for 44 and 2 for 20 on a three-point line.
Full court Russell pressure with 3:11 to go. They're trailing 48-31. Inbound comes to Johnson, double-teamed up the left sideline, Hughes. She'll hustle it to the offensive end. Skip to the corner and Hill. Left of the lane, Buchanan, kick out near side to Hughes. Hughes tosses it back down the sideline to Buchanan. Back to the hash outside. It's Hughes, double team. Back to Buchanan. She'll work the dribble. Come to her right between the circles. Far hash, Johnson. Johnson bouncing there with 2:49 to go. They almost don't really even need to shoot it, but you know they will at some point.
Yeah, they're just doing a really good job being able to manage the clock. And it looks like O'Born standing up and went and fouled her.
Yep, shoved her down to the floor, and O'Born with her second personal. And it comes with 2:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. McCracken County with the lead, 48-31 over Russell. I'm Chuck Morales with Julie Bunce, and this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Talks less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
48-31, McCracken County leads Russell with 2:40 left to go in this first round game of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. Earlier today, Bowling Green a winner over Owsley County in a close one, so the winner of this one will take on the Purples line left, Claire Johnson. Johnson, 19 points, 10 of 13 at the line. Two shots here with Russell having placed McCracken into the bonus. Johnson, free throw up and in. Gives her 20 markers. Averages 23.5, also just about 4 rebounds a game. From the field this year, Claire Johnson, outstanding, 58% and an 83% free throw shooter, and she nails that second charity toss. 51-31, McCracken in control, backs up on defense inside the half-court line. O'Born coming forward, high left, dancing to her right on Hughes and down the wing on Boland. Cross-court high right, Quinn. Quinn against the 2-3, straight away Sanders. Back to Quinn. Quinn at the near wing. Angles in, got to the lane. Down low, Darnell turns, three-footer off the glass and through.
Yeah, that was an outstanding play by Russell. They were able to work it around, be able to find the highest percentage shot.
Darnell with 11. McCracken, offensive end. Buchanan splits a double team, got a pass up top to Hughes. Wide left, well outside the arc. Johnson on the catch now to Hughes at the right hash. Down the wing to the corner. Boland, right side of the lane. Buchanan back out to Johnson. They play keep away right now with 1:50 left to go, up 50-33. Russell has to come out on Johnson to Buchanan. Over toward the right hash, and Hughes, who's fouled by Darnell, who just reaches in and kind of grabs her just to stop play. That's the third on Darnell. So this will be Ava Hughes back to the free throw line, where he just made one out of two. Hughes in this ball game, 3 points. Averages just about 7 points a game and 2 rebounds. First free throw up, bangs off, no good.
Yes, terrific job by McCracken County as they're able to take time, rotate, milk the clock. They're in the control right now. We have a slew of Russell Lady Red Devils checking in.
Looks like Abby Sharp along with Ava Howard. Let's see who else we've got in there. It looks like Presley Price is in there.
And Bethany Allen.
Bethany Allen.
Did we get them all?
Yeah, McCracken now unloading its bench, too. Second free throw by Hughes. Back of the rim, front of the rim. A miss and a rebound to Russell with 1:36 to go. Price has it coming across the timeline on Johnson. They'll work the ball around. Baseline left. Ava Frazier tries to get to the goal and now changes as... We got a foul on the play by McCracken County. Up there is a turnover.
Looks like Megan Swinford checks in for McCracken County. Number 10, Abby Casavier. 21, Janae Reed. And 30, Ashley Ward.
Word to Swinford. And it goes to Hauser to Reed.
And then I forgot Skater Hauser.
Yeah. Word working it up the left arc. And it goes to Reed. Baseline right. The Skater Hauser tries a jumper that's blocked away and out of bounds.
Hey, on the positive note, Ava Howard just did a great job being able to extend that and being able to block her shot.
Casebeer baseline right with the inbound for McCracken County. Holding looking. Swinford at the free throw line on the catch. Back behind her to Word. Word to Swinford wide left. 1 minute to play in the game. Off it goes to Hauser, out to Reed, controlling Casebeer to Swinford, down the near side to Word. Word skips it back out to Reed. To the right side, Hauser. Swinford pops out front for it to the near side, Casebeer. Just going to play keep away and try to work off the clock. 38 seconds to go. Word dribbling out front to Swinford high left. Baked the shot for a moment, thought about it, didn't take it. Hauser controls and leaves it for Reed out front. Knocked away. A steal for Bethany Allen. She'll come all the way down the floor. Has her wild shot knocked away, but she does earn a couple of free throws after being fouled. And that foul is on McCracken County's Janae Reed.
Looks like, first. I'm sorry, looks like for McCracken County we're going to get, they cleared the bench again. So we're going to go ahead and check these real quick. We got number 32, Ella Shelbourne, number 25, Lily Hamilton, and number 20, Ariana Bryson.
I just got used to the last five.
And then I got the other ones for Russell. They're coming in with more. Number 1, Allie Phipps. Number 12, Maya Trotter. And looks like number 15, Blakey Filton.
Yeah, also in for Russell will be Myla Troxler.
Hey, we're doing our best to get them all. It's a little difficult.
Bethany Allen back at the ranch has another free throw after missing the first. 24.9 seconds to go. McCracken 50, Russell 33. And this free throw spins out and a miss. Rebound coming away to McCracken County's Brooklyn Preston. Controlling now Ariana Bryson across the timeline. 14 seconds to go. She's right at the logo, pounding it down, driving it down the right sideline and back to her left. Has the ball knocked away, got it back, wanted Preston, couldn't find her. Preston calling for it, now takes it between the circles, and the ball game ends. And McCracken will advance. Russell will see its season end with a record of 28-6. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
McCracken beats Russell 50-33. I'm Chuck Mraz with Julie Muntz. McCracken advancing into the second round to take on Bowling Green as we head down to the floor in our very own Carl Nathan.
And we have our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about Electron in the future at blueovalsk.com. We're here with McCracken County senior Claire Johnson, 21 points, 7 rebounds. What was the key to you getting off to that good start today?
I think energy. Well, I always say it starts on defense, so I think we came out there and we did that. We got some stops, and it just contributed to the whole game.
If I'm right, this is your third straight trip for this team.
Yes, it is.
But you're not satisfied with second place.
No, I'm not. We're looking to have fun, make the most. We know it's our last week, so make the most of these last moments, you know. Enjoy it, our time together.
Congratulations, and good luck in Friday's quarterfinals.
Thank you.
And there she is, Claire Johnson, our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final score, McCracken County wins it 50-33 over Russell. We'll have post-game activities coming up with Chuck, Julie, and we'll hear from the winning coach. All that coming up on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
The Community Cardinal Caravan rolls tomorrow afternoon. Clark County Public Schools will be providing transportation to Rupp Arena for all community members, families, students, and staff. Tickets will be purchased for this game by Clark County Public Schools for those who ride the bus. Buses will leave from the GRC parking lot at 4:30 p.m. Please arrive by 4:20 p.m. All children, non-GRC students, must be accompanied by an adult.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Now 30 and 5, McCracken County advances out of the first round of this year's Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 with a 50-33 victory over 16th region champ Russell, who ends up at 28 and 7. Time now to name our Kia Difference Maker of the Game. Our KEA Difference Maker of the Game is Reagan Hill from McCracken County, the 5'10 sophomore. Solid game, 12 points to go along with 11 rebounds and 3 assists. That's the KEA Difference Maker of the Game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends? $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket. Julie, this was a really strong performance, I thought, today by McCracken County against a good Russell Ball Club.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm just really proud of the way McCracken County, they're so poised in their defense. I love it that they do their matchup zones. They just do a great job all around just being able to find the open player, and they have a lot of those backdoor cuts tonight and just really capitalize on it. And what really stands out for McCracken County as well is they absolutely dominated the boards, 35-20 in the rebounding.
Well, they also held Russell to just 26% shooting. We'll be looking at the numbers in just a moment as we get ready to go down to the media room to hear from McCracken County head coach Scott Sibbles.
I love our defensive intensity and our defensive effort against Steele. We knew going into this game that Shelly was an incredible player, and she really is the straw that stirs her drink. And we did an excellent job from up front just trying to contain her and keeping her up front. I thought overall we played really four complete quarters. We shot the ball well at times, got some tough rebounds at times. But we made plays when we had to have them. I was really happy for Reagan Hill, who came in and gave us a double-double tonight. With the way that she's playing, she really makes us a different team. And we knew all year long that she's capable of doing that. And she had a terrific game. I love the leadership from Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan. They both have been here before. This is their third trip in a row. And both of these young ladies played a terrific game, but also keeping our young kids kind of relaxed and under control. So just an excellent overall game.
McCracken head coach Scott Sibbles, his team wins over Russell by a final of 50-33. We're at the Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. First round action. We'll come back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Minky Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Minky Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
to 33. McCracken County advances out of the first round of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, knocking off Russell. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game is Reagan Hill, the 5'10 sophomore from McCracken County, pulled down 11 boards in this contest. And did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. Go ahead and look at some of the numbers from this ball game. First of all, for Russell, again, the Red Devils, a fine season ending up at 28-7, two players in double figures. Shaylen Steele, their star, ended up with 15 before fouling out. 11 points coming from Kennedy Darnell. Then only two other Red Devils scored. Hannah Sanders with 4 and Courtney Fitzpatrick with 3. They used several other players, but they did not put a single point on the board. Russell, 12 of 46 from the field, only 26.1%. Normally a very good three-point shooting team, just 2 of 21 in this ball game from beyond the arc. 7 of 10 from the free throw line, out-rebounded 35-20. Russell with 10 offensive rebounds, 6 assists, 13 turnovers, 3 blocks, 10 steals. Looking at the McCracken worksheet, Claire Johnson with a game-high 21 points led the way. Reagan Hill had 12. From there, it was Mickey Buchanan with 8, Jaden Skaggs with 6, and Ava Hughes with 3. McCracken also using several other players, but they did not score. McCracken ending up 17 of 36 from the field, a solid 47.2%, 1 of 5 outside the arc, 15 of 21 at the free throw line. That's over 71%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 35-20. Hill's 11 boards led McCracken, which also had 11 offensive rebounds, 13 assists, 18 turnovers, 4 block shots, and 7 steals. Again, the final score, McCracken County wins over Russell, 50-33. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating a customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say It's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
And once again, it was McCracken County over Russell, 50-33 in this first round game of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is also brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, did you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Muntz provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Kentucky Utilities Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Chuck Mraz, who brought you the play-by-play, the final score. McCracken County 50, Russell 33. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.